This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 is underway at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi formally inaugurated the summit yesterday and welcomed the world leaders. The five-day summit began on the 16th of this month and will conclude tomorrow. The leaders' declaration will be adopted today. More from our correspondent.
On the fifth day of the summit today, the leaders' declaration will be adopted, affirming collective commitments and outlining a shared roadmap for global AI governance and collaboration. High-level GPAI council meetings will take place today. Additionally, member countries will review progress aligned with priorities to strengthen multilateral cooperation on responsible and inclusive AI. To strengthen the AI ecosystem in the country, the government has approved an outlay of over 10,000 crore rupees for the India AI mission. Following the overwhelming response from exhibitors, innovators and visitors, the India AI Impact Summit will remain open till tomorrow. The summit marks a significant milestone in India's push for responsible and inclusive artificial intelligence. With Dilnasi Arju, Ankit Kumar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the roundtable discussion with business leaders at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the CEO roundtable brought together various stakeholders from the world of AI, technology, and innovation. The discussions were insightful and forward-looking, focused on scaling AI responsibly, strengthening global collaboration, and unlocking opportunities for growth. Mr. Modi said that it was heartening to see a shared commitment to harnessing AI for human progress and sustainable development. In connection with India AI Impact Summit 2026, traffic restrictions will be in place across parts of the national capital today. In an advisory, the Delhi police said that traffic regulations will be enforced during two time slots to ensure smooth and secure movement from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the morning and from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. in the evening. The Election Commission has directed chief electoral officers of 22 states and union territories to complete preparatory work related to the upcoming Special Intensive Revision or SIR of electoral rolls. The Election Commission has asked the CEOs of these states and UTs to complete the initial work, saying that the SIR is expected to begin from April this year. These states are Andhra Pradesh, Arunachal Pradesh, Chandigarh, Dadra and Nagar Haveli, Daman and Diu, Haryana, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu Kashmir, Jharkhand, Karnataka, Ladakh, Maharashtra, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Delhi, Odisha, Punjab, Sikkim, Tripura, Telangana and Uttarakhand. The commission said that currently SIR is underway in 12 states and union territories. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will launch the Vibrant Villages program, second in Kachar district of Assam today. The program focuses on improving border villages and creating sustainable livelihood opportunities, fostering secure border communities in alignment with the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047. Mr. Shah will also inaugurate the Joint Regional Official Language Conference in Agartala, Tripura today. The first of its kind conference in Tripura will see participation from around 20 states, including West Bengal, Orissa, Assam and Uttar Pradesh. The event brings together over 3,000 senior officials, experts and representatives from government offices, public sector undertakings and banks across the eastern, northeastern and northern regions of India. The discussions will focus on promoting the use of Hindi and other Indian languages, leveraging artificial intelligence and modern technologies to address language-related challenges. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the people of Arunachal Pradesh and Mizoram on their statehood day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said, "Both the states are blessed with pristine natural beauty, rich cultural heritage and enterprising people." She added that these states continue to inspire with their remarkable contributions and commitment to national development. The president also wished for the sustained progress and prosperity of the people of both the states. And the World Day of Social Justice is being observed today. The day is dedicated to tackling critical global issues like poverty, exclusion, gender inequality and unemployment. And that is the end of this news bulletin.